Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
And Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal, you know, it's always lovely to have you on. It's always exciting. It's always informative. It's always friendly. It really is. You bring gifts. You bring sourdough and such.
Who can say that you know, they have a sourdough that's been a guest on Stephen Colbert's show?
Yeah.
Nobody.
He's the only sourdough with his own IMDb page. But here's the thing. However much time we've been able to spend together, and I've been quite blessed in that regard, it's never enough to get to know someone of your depth and talent.
Right.
Because, well, we have 10, 15 minutes together. That's not enough. But we here at The Late Show have come up with a calibrated list of 15 questions that actually pries open the emotional rib cage and penetrates to the psychic heart of a guest by asking them a particular order. And when you answer them, at the end of that process, and it's not for everybody, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yes.
You are fully known.
Okay, great.
Are you ready to have the mask stripped away and to be fully known, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Sure.
I dig that enthusiasm. This is the Colbert Questionnaire.
Yes.
With Jake Gyllenhaal. Here we go. A lot of brave men have walked out at this point.
No, I know. I've watched some clips of this.
All right. Jake Gyllenhaal, what is the best sandwich?
Tuna melt.
Ooh. Open face? Open face.
Yeah, why are you going to ruin it by smushing it with a piece of bread?
I don't know. It's just that it borders on not sandwich.
Wow. That.
What is a sandwich? Isn't it some sort of thing between two pieces of bread?
Which? It's a question. That's what a sandwich?
I would say open face is a sandwich. Delicious, though, I grant you that. What's the one thing you own you should really throw out?
I'm desperate to say my sourdough, but I'm not going to say that.
It'll come for you.
Probably, I have too many wooden spoons.
That is the most Jake Gyllenhaal answer I can imagine. It's both very, like, endearing and kind of warm and deeply weird at the same time. Okay.
That's all I can think of.
Where do you keep these wooden spoons?
Like in a bucket, right by my stove. And I go, like, I should throw a couple of those out. They've been washed in the dishwasher too many times.
They're splitting.
But I just can't. And they, like, make your hands feel like, bleh, you know? But I can't throw them out.
What's the scariest animal?
Stephen Colbert. No. The scariest animal is a spider. It's not an animal.
It is.
Okay.
It's a type of animal.
Okay, yeah.
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 Yeah. Type of spider.
Have you pulled back the, you know me a little bit better now?
I know that we have a lot in common because I do not like the spiders.
Yeah, the spider.
It's the way they move. I do not like it. This thing. Mm-mm.
It's just something.
It's not good.
Someone once did this thing. They made a sound of a spider when I was a kid. They went. You know that sound? That's the sound of a spider.
That's not what spiders sound
like. Yes, it is.
Spiders don't make any sounds. They don't make any sounds.
That's not true. Like, when they jump, they... Is there a microphone somewhere?
There's a microphone while we're working on this, can we have research find out whether spiders make sound?
Scary sound.
Thank you.
Yep.
Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Thank you. Can't put peanut butter on an orange. You ever ask somebody for their autograph?
Yes.
May I ask who?
John C. Reilly.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah. And
well, when? Like, is he that much older than you that you...
He was doing True West on Broadway with Phil. With Phil.
Yeah.
And actually, I like was a huge fan, obviously, very easily of both of them. And I, my mother, I brought my mother meringues and I was meeting her for dinner and he was eating at the other table. And I geeked out. And I had seen True West before in one of the incarnations, not the, you know, they would switch the roles every night. And
it was a brilliant performance. I'm not suggesting that it wasn't worth an autograph. I just thought maybe you would have already known him.
It was incredible. Yeah, no. And I just had this impulse and it was like, took one of the meringues and like walked over to his table. Like, why would he ever eat a meringue that a stranger gave him? Do you know? Like, I'm just a huge fan of you, and I just wanted to give you a meringue, and I was wondering if I could like have your autograph. he was like, oh hey, yeah, sure. He was really nice, and then he walked away with the meringue, and I thought, is he gonna eat that? And then he ate it. Yeah,
well, that's really nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then he was going to a show.
When you actually ask for someone's autograph, say, let me give you something first.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it was also just like, I had so much admiration for him as an actor and for what him and Phil did. And I just couldn't not give him one of the meringues I brought for my mom.
What do you think happens when we die?
I'm gonna make mention of the only Messiah that I follow, who is Mr. Ethan Hawke. And the answer that he gave when he was on this show, which is absolutely impossible to follow, because I think I agree with him with whatever it was that he said. And I think, but I really do believe what he said.
Which was?
I have no idea. But I believe it.
You know what, everybody? Go look it up on YouTube.
What I will say is I do believe that we, there's too much stuff here for there not to be other stuff continued. I studied Eastern religion when I was in college. That was the only class that would take me. And I don't know if it's reincarnation I believe in, but I do believe that there's much more in different forms. That's the best I can do. And
I like it.
Go watch his YouTube video, Ethan Hawke.
Is he the one who said, I don't think we die? Is that what it
is? I don't think we die, but I don't believe in there's a relativity of time, and time doesn't really exist, and so if time doesn't exist, then there isn't anything that we can actually quantify. And if we don't quantify it, then how can we quantify the end of things? And they must continue. I'm killing what he said. But
not at all.
But I believe that. I did a show on Broadway many years ago called Constellations. And it was a show about a love story about a couple who goes through many, many different incarnations. And in the end, it was written because... the writer had lost his father, and when he lost his father, he was comforted by the fact that there were many more dimensions. The scientific idea that there are potentially many more dimensions, that there was a dimension in which he and his father were still living together in this universe. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful play. That's what you should actually go out and read, because that answers some of this question. But I believe in that. I believe that there are many forms all over the place going on, different relationships and different people we've loved, and it's continuing.
Lovely.
Does that help?
What?
Does that help?
No, it actually does.
Okay.
It helps
I
a
thought
lot.
You fell asleep for a second, so I just wanted to
No,
make
I was
sure.
I was transported. Okay. I was transported.
Because I think I fell asleep for a second while I was doing that. But
spoke from the heart. Favorite action movie?
Point Break.
Ooh. Johnny Idaho.
Oof, man.
That's a great name.
I mean...
Have you ever been named anything as good as Johnny Idaho?
My name is Jake Gyllenhaal. So yeah. I've just been suffering through that for a while.
Window or aisle?
Window. One guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Window.
Why window? You just like the view?
Why window?
You don't have to have a reason.
No, I like the comfort of the
being
warm
wedged.
Body. Yeah. And then also the ability to sleep and also the ability to just check what's going on when it bumps around.
You're going to check around and see what's going on? Big bumps, you. It's okay, I saw a cloud. We're good, that wasn't a mountain.
They're just,
what are you going to do?
It's just nice.
It's air, the air's fine. No control. This is an illusion of control.
Yeah, it's a total
about.
Illusion of control. That's why I like the window seat. You ask me why.
So you're not like, see, I like, I don't want to have to tell the person I got to get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh, the pee thing.
The pee.
Yeah, just like stretch before the flight. You got it. Like if you
stretch, you don't have to pee?
It's all about, it's the step over.
You stretched out somehow.
No, that's
you didn't
not a
pee. I didn't know.
No, yeah. That's my favorite sandwich. That's my favorite sandwich.
Okay, favorite smell.
Smell baked bread.
Least favorite smell.
Throw up.
Sure. Yeah. Most used app on your phone.
Is it like one of the primary ones or like one of the random ones?
Why don't you give me an answer and I'll tell you.
Well, what are like text message? Like
that's so boring.
That's what I mean, man. It's like
so you don't use that can't be one of those. That's a function of your phone. That's not an app.
Okay, so that's what I was asking.
Well, now I know the answer.
I need some specificity. Most used app, New York Times cooking.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cats or dogs?
Everyone's like, ooh. Oh,
well, Emma, it's Thanksgiving week. And so.
Oh, that's right.
Exactly.
Yes, yes,
cats or dogs?
Man. So I'm really allergic to cats. Yeah. But I love cats.
That's fine. Stick with it. Suck
but
it
up. I have only had dogs, and I love dogs so much. But yeah, so I But maybe it's more the idea that, like, but I just dig cats. Like, I just
love
it.
Is it the dander that makes you, like...
Yeah, dander, hair.
Get one of those hairless cats.
I think you can still be allergic to them, too, because it's the skin. But,
oh, okay.
But I just dig them so much. They're so cool. And they like, come out at night, and they, like, asleep during the day. They're just so cool and unconscious. I love them.
So cool and unconscious.
Yeah, they're in that space. They're in that cool, different space.
They're in a liminal space.
Yes, they are. And Ethan Hawke is their messiah.
So. I think that's true, actually.
that's true.
You only get to listen to one song for the rest of your life. What is it?
Wow, this is really hard. I don't know why I Love L.A. by Randy Newman is coming up over and over in my brain, but that's... But that's
I'm
not
a huge Randy Newman fan.
No, but this is not stream of consciousness answers. This
that's going to lead you to another answer.
Yeah, it might. Okay, so what I'll say is this is "Trouble in Paradise," which is that album is on.
Yeah.
It's hard to choose a song on it, but it reminds me of driving in my car with my dad when I was a kid, and he would roll down the windows and he would turn up that album, and pretty much every song on that album. But that's why I think of I Love LA, because I think it's the first song on that album. And the rest of them are good, but that's the reason why it's a song I'd like to listen to over and over again.
For that memory?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
What number am I thinking of?
9.
No.
Okay. That's what I was thinking of. Whatever. I mean...
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
There is stuff happening, okay?
Congratulations, you are known. Jake Gyllenhaal, everybody, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.